Extract 1.
All of that generation wanted their children to achieve more than they have achieved. You know, it's a working class. People wanted to make the next generation middle class. So how do you become middle class? You go to university. I mean, my generation and the generation after me are probably the most educated generation in Spain, because all of our parents wanted us to achieve what they couldn't, which is go to university, learn languages, have a career like a doctor or something that feels like you're better off than we are.
Extract 2.
For my father, it was an article that came out in the Times. I happened to be at the cover of the Times, and one of his colleagues at work said, "Well, you must be very proud." And something changed. He suddenly thought, "My God, I'm blind. You know, she's clearly quite special and achieved so much." That from then on, it was completely the opposite. He read everything about ballet, knows more about ballet history than I do. It's completely different now.
Extract 3.
I remember in the summer there was like a summer school, and you could do one class, two classes, and I will always do all of the classes. I will be there from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., regardless of what they were teaching, sometimes doing the same class twice, just to be in a ballet class.
Extract 4.
Everything from the costumes, I'm really finicky about the costumes and how they have to fit and how that has to help my proportions. But even in class, you know, what I wear every day is just a leotard or something, but it's always the same cut of leotard. And when they stop doing those things, it's a drama for me because I have to find something else that is exactly the same. So, yeah, I am quite maniacal and things like that.
Extract 5.
Well, for me, Sylvie was the absolute perfection. For me, it was what a ballerina should be. And I have seen her dance both in videos, because, of course, at the time, it was really difficult without internet. So it was almost like an illegal trade. You know, someone will bring a new video from Paris and it will spread through the school. I've seen her in videos and I've seen her in a gala performance. I remember I went to ask her. There's only two people I've ever asked for a signature, and one was her. And she was really angry because she didn't want to be seen in a rehearsal. So she bollocked me completely for being there in the first place.
Extract 6.
I think people in England are not aware of how lucky you are. Artists are free to create whatever they want. That is not the case in many other countries. And so I think I've become a liberal in that way, that Britain is such a liberal country, that I would find it very hard to live elsewhere.